What if your supply chain could run itself? What if your factory robots understood not just what to do, but why? This isn't science fiction. As of May 2026, a new class of AI is moving from digital assistant to autonomous physical actor, and some of the biggest leaps are happening in China. The question for Western companies is no longer if this will happen, but how quickly you can adapt to a world of truly autonomous operations. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments that matter for U.S. and European business. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking three critical themes. First, the rapid mainstreaming of agentic AI, software and robots that don't just analyze, but act.
We'll look at how this is breaking companies out of pilot purgatory and creating truly autonomous systems, with a particular focus on a robotics breakthrough from China.
Second, we'll dive into the severe physical bottlenecks threatening to stall this progress. The race for AI dominance is now a battle for chip packaging, power, and cooling.
And finally, we have a major update on the EU AI Act. There's now a hard deadline that every technology and manufacturing executive needs on their calendar. Troy, let's start with that first theme. We keep hearing the term agentic AI. Cut through the jargon for us. What is it, and why is everyone talking about it this week?
Agentic AI is the shift from AI as a passive tool to AI as an autonomous actor. Unlike a chatbot that just answers questions, an AI agent can understand a goal, create a multi-step plan, and execute it. Orbit Analytics reports this is moving supply chains from reactive chaos to proactive, autonomous operations by this year, 2026.
So it's not just suggesting a solution, it's actually implementing it? How would that work for a European manufacturer?
Precisely. Imagine a critical component supplier is suddenly hit by a shipping delay. An AI agent would not just flag the problem, it would autonomously analyze demand forecasts, identify pre-vetted alternative suppliers, negotiate pricing within set parameters, and execute the new purchase order to prevent a line-down situation. It's about moving past human in the loop for operational decisions.
That sounds powerful, but we've heard about AI pilots for years. Fifth Row published a piece saying agentic AI is how companies finally escape pilot purgatory. What's changing?
The underlying models, like Anthropic's new Claude Opus 4.8 or a GPT-5.5, now have the reasoning ability and million-token context windows to handle this complexity. They can process entire supply chain histories or R&D pipelines to make informed decisions. This allows successful small-scale proofs of concept to finally scale enterprise-wide, as pharmaceutical giant Novartis has already demonstrated.
This isn't just software, though. I saw a major announcement in robotics from a Chinese company, X-Square Robot. How does this fit in?
It's the physical manifestation of the same trend. On May 29th, they unveiled WALL-M, which they call the world's first event-level predictive world model for robots.
Event-level world model. What does that mean for a factory floor?
It means the robot understands the purpose of a task, not just the physical movements. A traditional robot learns to move its arm from point A to point B to pick up a screw. WALL-M understands the semantic event of fastening a component. If the screw is in a slightly different place or is a different size, the robot can generalize and adapt because it understands the goal. This is exactly the shift to semantic modeling that Bessemer Venture Partners identified as critical for embodied AI success.
So, what's the actionable intelligence here for a Western executive?
The competitive threat is a widening gap in operational efficiency and resilience. The opportunity is to close it. Executives should be launching focused pilot programs now, using agentic AI for supply chain orchestration and R&D automation. For manufacturers, it's time to seriously evaluate these new semantic robots for flexible manufacturing lines. Don't wait for a five-year plan. The technology is production-ready today.
So the software and the robots are getting smarter at an incredible pace. But I'm hearing about some very real physical world roadblocks. What's the biggest bottleneck right now?
The constraints are in the silicon and the grid, specifically the advanced packaging required to build AI accelerators and the sheer power needed to run them. The choke point in the supply chain is a technology from TSMC called CoWoS.
CoWoS. Can you break that down for us?
It stands for chip on wafer on substrate. It's the essential packaging technique for integrating high bandwidth memory, or HBM, right next to the AI processor. Without it, you can't get the data transfer speeds these models need to function.
And why is that a bottleneck?
Because demand far outstrips supply, and a single player has cornered the market. A Tom's Hardware report from May 21st estimates that NVIDIA has monopolized around 60% of TSMC's total CoWoS capacity.
What does that mean for everyone else? For Google with its TPUs or Meta with its MTIA chips?
It means their ability to scale is severely constrained. Even if they designed a superior custom AI chip, they may not be able to get enough of them packaged. For US and European manufacturers, this creates risk. The cloud services and AI platforms they rely on face higher costs and potential capacity shortages, which will be passed down.
So the chips themselves are one problem. You also mentioned the grid.
Yes, the power consumption is staggering. Computer Weekly reports that the electricity demand from these AI factories is so high, it's reshaping the calculus for entire electrical grids. The density of modern GPUs from NVIDIA means traditional air cooling is now completely insufficient.
So what's the solution, and where's the business opportunity?
The solution is direct-to-chip liquid cooling, which is now becoming mandatory for high-performance data centers. This creates a massive opportunity for U.S. and European manufacturers of pumps, coolants, and other components for these advanced thermal management systems. For trading companies and distributors, this is a new, high-growth sourcing category that didn't exist at this scale 2 years ago.
That's the opportunity. What's the risk?
The risk is grid instability. To get around public utility limitations, data center operators are now seriously considering behind-the-meter power generation, like their own natural gas plants or even small modular nuclear reactors. This could introduce significant volatility and new environmental pressures into regional energy markets.
What should executives be doing about this now?
Three things. First, tech executives must secure their future compute capacity immediately and hedge their bets beyond single cloud providers. Second, manufacturers need to audit their own supply chains for components related to advanced packaging and liquid cooling. It's a growth market. Finally, any company planning a major AI deployment needs to factor in energy costs and availability as a primary strategic variable.
Let's shift from hardware to regulations. Troy, the EU AI Act has been a topic of discussion for years, but there was a significant update this week. What do our listeners need to know?
The abstract has become concrete. A report published by the EU on May 22nd confirms the effective date for regulations on high-risk AI systems. That date is December 2, 2027.
And what exactly does the EU classify as a high-risk AI system?
It's a broad category. It covers AI used in ways that could impact safety or fundamental rights. Think AI in medical devices, autonomous vehicles, managing critical infrastructure like water or electricity grids, or even systems used for recruitment and credit scoring. Any U.S. or European company that develops or deploys such a system in the EU market will have to comply.
December 2027 might sound far off, but in terms of product design and engineering cycles, that's right around the corner. What does compliance actually involve?
It's a very high bar. It demands rigorous risk management, high-quality data sets to minimize bias, detailed technical documentation, transparency for users, and robust human oversight. It's a fundamental change to the development lifecycle.
That sounds incredibly complex to implement.
It is, but there's some good news. The EU recognizes the challenge. On May 27th, the Permanent Representatives Committee of the Council reached a provisional compromise on what they're calling the AI Omnibus.
What will this AI Omnibus do?
Its primary goal is to simplify and harmonize. It aims to better align the AI Act with existing digital rules like the Digital Services Act, clarify the ambiguous criteria for classifying a system as high risk, and streamline the enforcement process across member states. This should bring more regulatory certainty for businesses.
So let's make this real. If a U.S. machine tool manufacturer sells an AI-powered predictive maintenance system to a factory in Germany, what does this mean for them?
They need to immediately conduct a legal and technical review to determine if their system falls under the high-risk definition. If it does, their engineering, data science, and legal teams have until December 2027 to ensure the entire product is fully compliant. They cannot afford to wait.
And for technology distributors in Europe?
Their due diligence just went up an order of magnitude. They will be on the hook for the compliance of the products they sell. They need to start demanding comprehensive compliance documentation from all their AI suppliers now, because the liability for selling a non-compliant high-risk system will be severe.
So the single most important action item for executives?
Task your general counsel and chief technology officer with a joint project today.
they need to audit your entire portfolio of AI-enabled products and use cases against the EU's high-risk criteria and build a detailed compliance roadmap to that December 2027 deadline.
All right, Troy, that was a dense week of developments. If you had to boil it all down, what are the three key strategic takeaways for business leaders in the US and Europe?
First, AI is now autonomous. Agentic AI is moving from research concepts to production-ready systems that orchestrate supply chains and automate R&D. Western companies must begin pilot programs immediately to understand this technology's capabilities, or they will be outmaneuvered on both efficiency and resilience. Second, physical infrastructure is the ultimate gatekeeper. The AI race will be won or lost based on access to two things: advanced chip packaging like TSMC's CoWoS and the massive power and liquid cooling required to run AI factories. Your corporate strategy must account for these hard physical world dependencies. And third, regulation is no longer a future concern. The EU AI Act has a firm deadline of December 2, 2027 for high-risk systems. This is a present-day product development and legal challenge that requires an immediate audit of your products and a clear compliance plan. This is not something to delegate and forget. It requires executive oversight.
In a world of autonomous agents, constrained supply chains, and looming regulations, staying informed isn't just an advantage. It's essential for survival. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
We will continue to monitor these trends and translate the complex technical landscape into actionable business intelligence.
Make sure you subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, so you never miss your weekly update. Thank you for joining us.